This next story here on KNKX comes from our weekly show, Sound Effect. Here's Sound Effect host, Jennifer Wing.
Today's theme is hiding in plain sight. If you owned a shop, you would probably want to get the word out about when it's opened, where it's located. Well, this is not the case for a small local business in Bellingham, Washington. In fact, this place is really a social experiment in disguise. Now, very few people know about this. It's happening in the middle of downtown Bellingham, and it deals with something that is extremely important to my life and probably to yours. The experiment involves coffee. Sound Effect contributor Alex Ashley brings us the story.
You could stare at this place for several minutes and still not see it. Onyx, a tiny coffee shop that sits along a side street in downtown Bellingham, Washington, seems to barely exist. There's no drive-thru, no parking, no easily visible sign. It's not easy to find. The only hint that it's even there is a small sandwich board in front of the door. And it's just as bare bones inside.
So we don't have any milk or cream or sugar. We don't have anything at all other than black coffee.
That's Edwin Martinez, the owner of Onyx Coffee. He says the simplicity of the place, totally by design.
The space is kind of a mad scientist lab that has evolved to being just a bar that's open one day a week for experimenting and learning more about human behavior with coffee. So it's kind of an incubator. I had a hypothesis that I didn't share with a lot of people because anyone I shared it with, they thought it was completely crazy.
Martinez actually gave a TED Talk on his experiment a few years ago in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
So, what I did is I had a plan. It's really a calculated experiment, and it's still open today, by the way. If you ever come through Bellingham, you can check it out. One person runs it, and we have nothing but coffee. The seating is not comfortable. There's no Wi-Fi. It's hard to find. There's no sign. There's no sugar. There's no cream. It's fantastic. So if
we open a place that intentionally does not have any of the values that people listed when I surveyed, the answers aren't what most people would think.
I'd say it's a good place to like meet up with people and like hang out. I feel like it's a good social environment.
I usually go there to study with friends or just kind of like relax and just draw and have time to myself. The coffee's good.
The coffee is like frosting on the cake.
It's okay.
So if you love coffee, if you really want to engage, you are just in seventh heaven. But if you aren't there for the coffee, this is the most disappointing coffee house in America. And I love it. And my philosophy is often to pursue something that you love and put it out there. But does that mean it's going to be a good business?
And that's something I think. How's business doing?
Terrible.
So the brick and mortar shop, which Martinez opened in 2011, isn't his bread and butter. He supports himself mostly by growing and importing coffee, which he then sells to roasters. The coffee comes straight from his family's farm in the mountains of northwest Guatemala.
Huehuetenango.
It's been in the family since his grandfather, a pastor, bought the plot of land in the 1950s.
And his interest was not as much specifically coffee, but it happens to be that that's what was produced in that part of the country. And even to this day, over 90% of the agriculture in northwest Guatemala is coffee. And it's the most coffee-dense region in all of Guatemala. So it wasn't something that he chose, but it checked that box for farmland, and he loved it. And now it's in our veins.
If he hadn't bought that land, you may not be doing what you do now.
Yeah, absolutely not. It could have been corn or sugar, and it would be totally. I can't imagine what that would look like. What I'm doing is simply taking what that farm produces and going through all the work of processing it, exporting it, and then importing it, selling it.
And he's learned something. In a coffee-centric culture, in a country that imports $4 billion of coffee every year and consumes 400 million cups a day,
the things that drive people to coffee are anything but the coffee.
He thinks he also knows why people view coffee the way they do in the Pacific Northwest. There's so much. There's coffee literally everywhere.
I think it's a very saturated coffee culture. The bottom of the bar is higher here, I think, than most parts of the country. However, the top of the bar is, I think, also lower than most parts of the country. And the reason for that is when I think under the shadow of Starbucks, just having specialty coffee evolve with really espresso and Italian culture and espresso-based beverages, we had a large, a disproportionate growth in the Pacific Northwest of espresso-based beverages and places that had them. We quickly became the experts, but we've really failed to evolve because we're saturated with connoisseurs.
If Martinez has proved anything with Onyx Coffee, it's that the Pacific Northwest, places like Seattle and Bellingham, have too many options. You could practically throw a dart and hit a coffee shop. And those shops are now offering so much more than coffee that it's become one of the last reasons people go there in the first place. Even so, Martinez is busier than ever in the coffee business. Onyx is still open. The great experiment is still running. So if you can find it, you can still get a cup of really, really good coffee.